Hi, and welcome to this demo from the Vision Retail Store at Parramatta. In this demo, we're going to do a demo of the induction hob that Cobalt Systems sell. So to describe the unit and to give you a bit of a run through of its features, I've got Amanda here from the retail store team, and she'll be describing the induction hob for us. So I'm just going to pass it over to Amanda, and then we'll get on with the description.
The talking induction stovetop comes as a single plate unit. It's about 28 centimetres wide, 35 centimetres long, and about 6 centimetres high. The power cord for the induction hob is at the back, and that's just one cord in which that plugs into the wall. On the actual plate itself, there are three concentric rings. They have a little bit of a different texture, so you may be able to feel for them, and that's where the saucepan sits on top. The control panel sits down the bottom, so that's closest towards your body, and we have two buttons on the bottom right and two buttons on the bottom left, with a fair gap in the middle. Pressing the bottom right button will turn the unit on.
Power.
So I've just turned it on. Now, to actually get the temperature on and to get the heat started, I then move my finger across to the bottom left, where the two buttons are for power and temperature. So by pressing either one of these buttons, that's the way which the heat will start to generate. So if I press the temperature button,
160 degrees C.
That defaults to 160 degrees Celsius. And then slightly just on top of that temperature button, in the middle of the control panel, we have our plus and minus buttons. So these are what I use to alter the temperature. For example,
180 degrees C.
So if I press the plus button again, it'll go up to 200.
200 degrees C.
So that's one way of altering the temperature. The other way is to press the power button, which is also located in the bottom left of the control panel.
Power 6.
And that defaults to power 6. And again, using my fingers on the plus or minus buttons in the middle, I can alter the power.
Power 7. Power 8.
And minus will bring it back down.
Power 7. Power 6.
So that's your two ways of controlling the heat. Now, another feature of this induction hob is to have a timer set. So that is located next to the on and off button in the bottom right. So if I press the timer button,
timer,
then I again plus and
timer
minus
on. Timer 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
So I've set it for 3 minutes at the moment.
Start timer.
And that just said start timer. Okay, so as I moved my finger away, it recognized that was what I wanted it set at, 3 minutes, and it's automatically started the timer. So right now I have the pan on there. The induction unit is on. When we remove the saucepan, that'll actually pause the unit. So I'm going to remove the saucepan now.
No pan.
And the unit is telling me there is no pan. So when I
go
back and place the pan back onto the plate, it told me that there was a pan. So it's paused it momentarily while I had the saucepan away, but as soon as I put that saucepan back onto the plate, the power and the heat has started back up again. So with turning the unit off, we have to press the on and off button, which sits in the bottom right of the control panel.
Power on.
So although it says power on, it will tell us that it is hot, and that'll indicate that it is cooling
hot
down.
Hot temperature high.
Hot temperature high. So we know that it's not actually filtering through any heat at the moment, but it is cooling itself down. And eventually, once that's cooled down, the unit would automatically
hot
switch itself
high.
Off. And we won't hear any noise at all. That's about it in terms of the induction unit. So we just have to remember
hot temperature high.
That there are four buttons down the bottom, and we have our plus and minus buttons to control each of those particular settings. At the moment, it's only available as a single unit. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to contact us on our number, or you can visit the webshop page, or you can send us an email to visionstore@visionaustralia.org. Thanks for now.